back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Thanks again to Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Director of Economic Development Trent Armbrust. He had to run. So just in the studio with us today now, for the remainder of the show, is Military Community Liaison Janet Nichols and Director of Membership Sharla Meisenheimer. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, phone lines are always open, 785-537-1350. Now, Janet, nice to meet you sort of officially. I've probably seen you around a few times.
Yeah, how do you do?
And so tell us a little bit about what you got going on there at the Military Relations Committee.
Well, it is the fall is usually busy, and it usually culminates in the Veterans Day Parade, which I'll get to in a minute. Just so you know, tonight there is a political, diplomatic, and military lecture. It's a series that's gone on. It was created and moderated for a long time by Dale Hairspring at K-State. K-State Military Affairs has kind of taken it over. And some of you may know from television, he's a well-known commentator. He's Lieutenant Colonel retired Ralph Peters is the guest speaker. It is $25 a person at 6:30 tonight at Manhattan Country Club. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about Fort Riley's Apple Days, which is this Saturday. It's from 9 to 4. I'll be there.
We had a few Apple Queens in studio last week.
Oh, the Pie Queens. Yeah, I've known one of them a long time.
That's it, Pie Queens.
Yeah, the Pie Queens. One of them I've known like 20 years.
Okay.
It's crazy. The Apple Pie sales, first of all, if you haven't pre-ordered a pie, they are available on Saturday from 9 to 4 at the Artillery Parade Field, but they also have pies for a dollar cheaper, which I think is $12. It's not the early order price, but it's not the day of price. It's at the Culinary Arts Facility, and they're available on Friday. And if you have any questions, call me, Janet, at the Chamber, and I can put you in the direction of how to actually get them. And I did also want to talk about access the day of, because Fort Riley does have restricted access, and they still have restricted access on Apple Days. However, you can go today or tomorrow to the Welcome Center that is off exit 301 on I-70 at the Henry Gate. You could get your access pass early. You won't have to wait online the day of, and you can enter post through any gate that day, so you don't have to go all the way around on I-70 to enter post. You could go through the Ogden Gate if that's more convenient. And honestly, they've got it down to a science there. It takes 5 to 10 minutes, unless there's a big long line, but they're pretty quick.
Yes, they're super nice.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. It's a great crew over there. They've worked really hard.
I've been on post once, and it was pretty, I always have the media license, though, so it's a little different for me, but it's never been a trouble for me to get on there.
Yeah. No, they're really good about it. They want you to come on post for these things, and they want to be hospitable. So definitely go to Apple Days. It's a fun day. I've gone several times over the years, both before I was in this job and before. And if you have not had a Libby Custer apple pie made by the fine volunteers of Fort Riley and the surrounding communities, you haven't lived, let me tell you. So that's Apple Days. I am planning our annual AUSA annual meeting trip to Washington, D.C. It has some local community members and some elected officials. We visit with our federal delegation, and we speak about things that affect Fort Riley and the surrounding communities. We are really excited. We host a chapter lunch there, and our guest speaker, we have Commanding General Kolaszewski is going to say a few remarks and introduce our guest speaker, who is Lieutenant General Eric Wesley. Eric Wesley has been stationed here several times. He was an acting senior commander during a deployment. A lot of people know General Wesley. He was instrumental of the creation of the new Futures Command, which is really going to transform the Army in the future. And he's going to talk about how the new command is going to affect division-level posts like Fort Riley. What changes can we expect to see here on the ground, you know, at the boots level? And so that's really exciting.
Do you have any sneak previews of that, or is that something we'll have to wait to hear?
I can come back and tell you later.
All right, sounds
good. because I really, it's all so new. I mean, they're standing it up in Texas, I think in Austin, at the University of Texas, one of their campuses. I mean, it's very exciting what's going on to see what changes are on the horizon. Then on October 3rd, I have our next MRC lunch. I'm still working out our speaker today. Hopefully I'll have that confirmed. Yay! And woo! And then, of course, I couldn't not talk about Veterans Day. It is Monday, November 12th. That is the official federal observance. We hold our Veterans Day parade on school days because we have school participation from throughout 383 and other surrounding districts. Before I had this job, when my kids were at Woodrow, we walked every year in that parade. I have some lovely, wonderful, fond memories. We do have a cold weather plan in place. Last year it was freezing. And of course, so now I'm hopeful that it'll be 70 degrees out, you know, because it has been some years. So
what are some of the groups that participate in that that parade? Because I'm pretty new to the community. I've been here about a year and 3 months now, maybe. Yeah, a year and 3 months. And I haven't been able to really experience one of these parades full on.
It is the largest Veterans Day parade in the state of Kansas. So right now we have about 1,000 participants signed up.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it'll get bigger because we have K-State Marching Band. If they're in town, they participate. If they're not on the road for a football game, so we have confirmation they are on board this year. We have high school marching bands from across the region. Again, lots of students. We have like the classic car. It's after the election. Usually we have politicians. We have lots of community organizations, who have a vested interest in veterans issues or support the military, and other who just support the community, who want to get out there and just support the military for the sake of supporting the military. Off the top of my head, we updating every day. If you are interested in being in the parade, our website is flinthillsveterans.org. And we are taking this is a busy time for parade entries, but we're getting a bunch every day, and I'm beginning to get updates. I'm the current president of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, and that's the group that puts the parade on. And honestly, I have to thank our community partners, the city, the police department, and Dave Lewis and K-Man, who really go on and on to support this community event. And we have so many sponsors from across the community who help us out every year. This is a volunteer-driven effort, and it is a great group of people who put this parade on year after year. So I'm really excited about that.
And that's impressive for such a huge event to have be completely volunteer-driven as well.
Oh, 100% volunteer-driven. And that I have to say, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, they also have an extensive scholarship program. We support our local Habitat for Humanity is a veterans-designated Habitat for Humanity. We support them. We're also working with Home Care and Hospice to help caregivers so that they can get some respite from caring for veterans who are ill. So there's all kinds of things that this group supports throughout the community along with the parade. Now, don't get me wrong, the parade is the parade, but we definitely do a lot throughout the community benefiting veterans from all branches.
So I think I might want to go. I'm kind of a little old marching band nerd. I was in marching band throughout high school, drum major for 2 years.
Wow, yeah. 2 years. Yeah, I'm a band parent.
Oh, there you go.
MHS, Go Big Blue.
Woo. Yeah. For me, it was a more GVHS, California. You know, might not mean much to folks around here, but, you know, we're not that big of a deal in California either. But, yeah, that's always impressive.
It's a big deal to you. Come
it
on.
It is. You can
Come
find on. Me on YouTube.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
Okay.
You can
right.
look it up, find a GVHS marching band. You'll find me mm-hmm. somewhere in there.
One of the things also, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the commemorative ceremony. We will be carrying
yes.
that live on K-Man as well. On
October 7th, correct? Oh, wait.
No. The Veterans Day ceremony.
Oh, yes,
the
yes.
program.
Yes, and I you didn't hear, but I thank you for your support in that year after year. You are a big, huge part
that.
Of it.
I heard that.
Well, I appreciate it, and the Veterans Coalition appreciates your support. We couldn't do it without you, Dave.
It's an honor.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a rededication ceremony for Memorial Auditorium, which is what I thought you were talking
gotcha.
About.
No.
And I
mm-hmm.
think that's September 27th off the top of my head.
Okay.
That's on a Sunday. So
the 27th is,
I'm wrong.
You said September or October?
Ugh.
Okay.
No, it's October 7th. It is Sunday, October 7th, and I know that because
that
I will
be Sunday.
I will be out of town that day at AUSA, so that's when it is. So, yes, but they are at 2:30 in the afternoon is the rededication of Peace Memorial Auditorium. That's another thing going on.
And we will have some folks from that on in focus on the 3rd. That'd be a Wednesday. Nice. Just also a heads up there.
Yeah, there you go. See, you never know what's going
right.
on.
But then there's the commemorative ceremony on Veterans Day.
On Veterans Day.
On the 12th.
Right. And it is not any other day. It is Monday the 12th. It has been published other days this year. It's always hard when Veterans Day falls on a weekend. It is Monday the 12th from the Mall to City Hall. It's a great day.
All right. Are there any other things going on that you want to touch on, or have you run through most of them?
I've gone through most of them. You know, as usual, Fort Riley's really busy with trainings. This year, right now, I don't think anybody's really deployed, but next year, they'll be there. The way their tempo runs on a year, off a year, they'll be pretty busy next year. I have no other, you know, waiting for the Department of the Army to announce what's what, but they're busy. I think 1st Brigade's finishing up a rotation at the National Training Center in California right now, so they should be back. But you know, they'll be busy next year. That seems to be the way it rolls right now. And we've got we're a 2-brigade division, so they're on or training.
All right. I think it's about time to take our last break of Good Morning. Coming up, we'll talk with Director of Membership, Charlotte Meisenheimer from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And we'll be back after this on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.